Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Fucking yeah. Hey, everybody. It's motherfucking Vince in the Bay back with another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I can't even say the word. It's been a wild couple of days, kids, here in the Bay. I'm glad to be back holding it down with you on a Thursday night. It's Thursday, October 27th, 2011, and good to be back with you. Shouts out to my early chit-chatters, circa 319, Jay Mackin in the building, Mary Mad, and Prison Reform Movement. Greetings, everybody. Tonight, I think I'm going to talk more about this whole occupation going on in the Bay Area. Both San Francisco and Oakland are still going strong. A lot of developments. Of course, what was it, Tuesday night, I was simulcasting the police presence, to put it mildly, on the streets of Oakland. Of course, our friend Jackal Anon was down there, and he checked in with us. And basically, the protesters were locked out of their encampment, and they were locked out of their encampment, kept out of Frank Azuaga Park. Is that how you say it, Azuaga? How do you say it, Mary Mad? Mary's on top of it. Well, for all intents and purposes, it is Oscar Grant Park or Square. They've renamed it. The occupiers have renamed it, but they were locked out of their square by the police, who subsequently fired a lot of tear gas on the folks and took out a lot of people, most notably an Iraqi war veteran, Scott Olson. That's right. Scott Olson has become the poster boy for the Occupy Oakland movement. And, things went pretty, were pretty wild on Tuesday night. Since then, things have calmed down. Yesterday, I went down to the Occupy Oakland location and sat in on an extremely large General Assembly. The protesters took back the park yesterday and had an enormous General Assembly of something like 2,000 people. And I went down there and checked it out. And they decided that they were going to institute a general strike on November 2nd. I guess that's next Wednesday. But yeah, Occupy Oakland protesters debated Thursday evening the practical difficulties of organizing a citywide general strike with the aim of shutting down the city of Oakland on November 2nd. Speakers urged teachers, students, union members, and workers of all stripes to participate in whatever way they could, and said the entire world was watching Oakland. Clarence Thomas, a member of the powerful International Longshoremen and Warehouse Union, said, "Oakland is the vanguard and epicenter of the Occupy movement." And over the last couple of days, it has been. All attention has been on it. There's been a lot of mainstream national and international press covering it, and a lot of pressure put on the mayor of Oakland, Mayor Gene Kwan, who has, you know, sort of pulled a 180 in her approach to these occupiers. The police action that happened on Wednesday night has resulted in a lot of negative publicity. I mean, it's gotten to the point where, you know, people like Keith Olbermann are calling for the recall of Gene Kwan, the mayor of Oakland, based on this. And of course, typical politician is going to go, is just going to bend over backward. You know, it's totally spineless. So she's made a complete 180 and decided that she's going to flip-flop and allow the occupiers to stay now. The Occupy Oakland folks have already reclaimed that space. They have tents back up, and I'm sure their tent city is going to be back up and running in no time. It's probably already gone. I wouldn't be surprised if the gardening has commenced again. And it looks like they're going to hunker back down in there. This is going to get very interesting now. I want to know what you think of all this. If you're in the Bay Area and you've been following along with this, or if you're not and you've just been paying attention, feel free to call me at 347-826-7667, and we can chop it up. Shouts out to Mary Mad and MSC1. That's a new one, MSC1. What's up, MSC1? If you want to get in on this and talk to me about the whole Occupy Oakland mess, we can do this at 347-826-7667. I'm still getting a little situated here in the studio, so I will take your calls as soon as I'm ready here. Yesterday at the Oakland Occupy Oakland General Assembly, like I said, they decided that they were going to institute a mass citywide strike. And among the folks that were speaking was our good friend Boots Riley. Boots Riley of the Coup made an appearance at the Occupy Oakland General Assembly. And I'm going to take a break, get myself situated, and come back. And in the meantime, you can hear some Boots Riley here. This is Fat Cats and Big a Fish right here on Disorderly Conduct. Call me, 347-826-7667. BRB.
Well, now. What have we here?
I got a ball of lip for property, so I slip my beanie on slopper and promenade out to take up a collection. I got game like I read the directions. I'm wishing that I had an automobile as I feel the cold wind rush past. But let me think that I'm a hustler for real, so you know I got the stolen bus pass. Just as the bus pulls up and I step to the rhythm, so lady looks like she drank a 40 or 50. I see my old school friend, I say his brother got popped. Pay my respects, can you ring the bell? We came to my stop. The street light reflects off the piss on the ground, which reflects off the hamburger sign that turns round, which reflects off the chrome of the BMW, which reflects off the fact that I'm broke. Now what the fuck is new? I need new. I spot the motherfucker in the tweet suit. I'm in his ass quicker than a kick from a grease boot. Seized up slow in the street. Could tell he was suspicious by the way he slid his feet. Didn't want to fuck up the come up. So I smiled with my eyes, said, hey, how's it hanging, guy? Bumped into his shoulder, but he passed with no reaction. Then this motherfucker had hella Andrew Jackson. I'm a thief, a pickpocket, give a fuck what you call it. Used to call him fat cats, I just call him water. Getting federal, ain't just a klepto. MasterCard and Visa, I gladly accept those. Sneaky motherfucker with a scan, know how to pull it. Got a mirror in my pocket, but that won't stop no bullet. The way just begun, but you already know. Ain't no need to get down, shit, I'm already low. In the darkness, my teeth clenched tight like a fist in a cold sharp edge. I look down and I hear my stomach growling. Step to Burger King to attack it like a Shaolin. I never pay for shit that I can get by doing dirt. Linger to the girl cashier and start to flirt. All up in her face and her breath was like murder. Damn, the shit I do for a free hamburger.
What, you got my number? You gonna call me tonight?
It depends. It's in burgers attached to a price. I'm just kidding. I'm gonna call, even write you love letters. Thanks for the burgers. I'm hooking me up with a Dr. Pepper.
That's cool. You want some ice?
Yeah, and some fries would be hella nice.
Damn, my manager is coming. Play it off, okay? Have a nice day.
I'm about to hear anyway. I use peoples before they use me. Cause you can get got by an OZ over OZ. That's what an OG told me. Got to find someplace warm and cozy to eat the vittles that I just got. Came to an underground parking lot. This place is good as any. Fuck it, it's all good. Walked in, found a car, hopped and set up on the hood. Ate my burger, threw back my cola. Somebody said, hey, it was a rent a pig. I thought it was a roller. Want me to call the cops? I don't want them to see me. Looked down, saw that I was sitting on a Lamborghini. It was roses, Ferraris, and Jags by the dozen. A building door opened. Damn, it was my cousin. Getting off of work, dressed up, no lie. Tux, cover bun, and a black bow tie. Was like, hey, who is it? Me. Oh, what's up, man? I just switched your company. They hella racist, and the pay was too low. I said, right, what was up in there, though? A party with bitch motherfuckers. I don't know the situation. I know they got cash on all the corporations. IBM, Chrysler, and shit is what they did. Just when a light bulb went off in my head. They be thinking all black folks is resembling. Give me your tux and I do some pocket twilling. Been a change in the bathroom and I freeze off my nuts. Let's take a short break while I get into this tux. Damn. Alright, I'm ready. Like a million bucks, I'll be the flyest motherfucker in the Apple when I touch. My arm is at a right angle up, silver tray in my hand. May I interest you in some caviar, ma'am? My eye shoots round the room, there and here. Noticing the diamonds in the chandelier. Background, Barry Manilow, Copacabana, and a strong ass scent of stogies from Havana. What no place where a brother might been. Snobby old lady drinking champagne with rich white men. All right then, let's begin this. Nights like this is good for business. 5 minutes in the mix, notice several different clicks. Talking, giggling and shit with one motherfucker. He be switched and everybody else jacked.
champagne. And oh, waiter, can you bring the champagne? Our real estate funds as opportunities arousing to make some condos out of low-income housing immediately. We need some media heat to say that gangs run the street and then we bring in the police fleet. Harass and beat everybody till they look inebriated. When we buy the land, motherfuckers will appreciate it. Don't worry about the Urban League or Jesse Jackson. My man that owns Marlboro donated a fat sum. That's when I step back some to contemplate what you know. Sat down, wrestle with my thoughts like a sumo. Ain't no one player that could beat this lunacy. Ain't no hustler on the street could do a whole community. This is how deep shit could get. It reads macaroni on my birth certificate. Putting Tang is my middle name, but I can't hang. I'm getting hustled, only knowing half the gang. Shit, how the fuck I get up out this place?
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah, back up in this, everybody. Sorry, I'm distracted. The World Series is happening right now. I forgot. I totally forgot the World Series is going on right now. It's the bottom of the 10th, extra innings. Texas Rangers up 9-7 over the St. Louis Cardinals, but the Cardinals are threatening here at the bottom of the 10th. They have two men on, and Ryan Theroit on at the plate. There's one down, and Albert Pujols is on deck. This is epic. We could be seeing history here, folks. But hey, some of you probably don't give a shit about the World Series. But to be honest, I haven't watched any of it. But I just happened to catch some tweets because people are like going bonkers on Twitter, and so I decided to see what the whole hubbub was about. And wow, there's some wild action going on right now in the World Series. Albert Pujols is on deck, looking to help tie this thing up, possibly win it in the bottom of the 10th. Wow, this is epic. Okay. Oh, we'll check back in with the game in a second. I'm Vince in the Bay. Your calls take priority. 347-826-7667. And we have our old friend Crappy Tires in the building. Crappy, if you I see you on the board as well. If you want to join the conversation, you know what to do. Press 1. And also I have a couple other callers on the line that are holding. If you want to chime in and join me here, the number's 347-826-7667. You call that number and you press 1. Very good. We got a caller with their hand up. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Vince in the Bay. This is Kyoto.
Hey, Kyoto. How are you, man?
I'm doing laundry, man. I'm back from being ground fag at the Monster Pot.
Did you get gassed?
Dude, it sucked. It fucking sucked.
I was so tempted to go. I was so going to go, and then I was just like, I don't know if this is the right night for VITB to show up on the scene. I'm kind of glad I didn't. I went last night, but it gnarliness. What can you tell us?
You know, I think that I wasn't part of the fucking mob that just decided to keep like charging the fucking you know, obvious mob of cops in fucking riot gear to get, you know, tear gas and shit. Like, I was like, okay, they're shooting tear gas, you know, I'm going to fucking stroll because I'm not an imbecile. And you know, quite frankly, like, you know, the Oakland scene sucks, first of all. Like, it's not a good Occupy. And I'll just say that right up front. Like, it's a bunch of fucking crust punks and lifestyle assholes. I mean, there are good people down there, yes. But there's a bunch of people who are just fucking spoiling to scrap with the cops. And unfortunately, you know, people got fucking hurt and bad. And, I mean, you know, all this ridiculous fucking language about martyr for the cause and all this fucking nonsense. It just pisses me off, dude, because, you know, people got hurt, and it's, you know, not because everyone was peacefully protesting. You know what I mean? And like, yeah, it sucks. The cops came in and trashed our shit. Yes, of course that, you know, sucks. And, you know, I mean, to me, it's just not worth it. You know, what happened to fucking Olson is fucking bullshit. You know, I talked to the guy the night before on some length, and it really irritates me that people, you know, are going to decide, oh, we're going to fucking throw rocks and set trash cans on fire, and, you know.
Yeah, I saw pictures of paint, a lot of paintballs.
Oh, yeah.
Paint bombs, whatever they are. There were a couple of handmade, at least the reports that I saw showed some handmade tear gas coming from that side, too.
Well, I don't know about all that. Like, I mean, I didn't personally see, I don't even know what the fuck handmade tear gas would be like, but what I do know is that people were, like, throwing rocks and bottles and shit, and, like, you know, and it's not like they're going to fucking, I don't know, dude. It really chaps my fucking hide, and I got something for those motherfuckers because, you know, I'm going back, and I got a fucking eyeball. I have my phone out, dude, and I got some video of a couple of motherfuckers that I'm going to break one off for them when I get back to Oakland because I have no fucking respect for what they were doing, and, you know, after talking to Olson for a while, you know, I fucking, he's a legit guy, totally fucking legit guy, you know, coder, you know, obviously former Marine and all that shit, but he was a fucking legit guy, and, you know, and he wasn't obviously not the only one, you know, I know that there's a girl who got her jaw broken by a beanbag or rubber bullet, whatever they were shooting, you know. And tons of people were just, you know, fucked up in the milieu, you know, people that couldn't get away, you know, old people who were down there who ended up fucking caught up in the nonsense. And, you know, it just, so I'm going to be down there busting some fucking heads. I'm going back tomorrow and I'm going to find those crust punk motherfuckers. And if they're listening to the program, you know, the big guy that looks like a fucking lumberjack is coming for you, you bitches, because I am fucking having none of it. And I am not, I am a nonviolent protester, but I am not generally nonviolent. So strap your fucking shit on because I'm coming back pissed. It fucking sucks. Dude, it sucks. I mean, yeah.
It's unfortunate that there has to be, a small percentage, a minority of people that have to be rabble-rousers and have to really spoil it for everybody. And that goes for the police, too. The police, I think more or less the police are you know, doing what they're supposed to do, but they have a few on their side that cross the line. And
well,
they make
you know,
some tactical, they make some tactical moves that are questionable, too. And what sucks is it's all getting politicized now. Now that the mayors are getting involved and it's becoming like a political thing. It's kind of interesting to see.
Well, listen, I think the cops did not do what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to fire tear gas at the ground, not at people. You know, the cops did not do what they were supposed to do. And they were spoiling for a fight as well. You know, I want to be perfectly clear about that. And this is the unfortunate thing is when you get all these fucking 5-0 together, put them up in their black stormtrooper outfit and
They're pumped.
They're pumped, dude. They're fucking pumped, you know. And
they're like ex-football players and shit. They're psyched.
Yeah.
Ex-military. They're going back on the battlefield.
And they, you know, they want to do it. You know, they want to get out there because they want the stories to tell, you know, they, for whatever reason it is that they want to do it. But, you know, why give them a reason? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, don't give them a reason because it's not just about you, because the people who are throwing rocks and fucking bottles and setting trash cans on fire have no investment in the political movement at all, right? They have no investment in the political movement at all. And they get people hurt who are less ambulatory than them, who are just fucking standing by, right? And a fucking tear gas canister comes in and clinks them in the melon and cracks their skull. You know, it's fucking bullshit. And that's coming from a fucking radical. I mean, I may share their general political view or worldview or whatever. I mean, I don't know how highly developed their worldview is, but my patience with it fucking ran out, and you know, I knocked a few motherfuckers around. I'll be perfectly frank about it, and had my moment with some peace and justice committee folks, or peace and safety committee folks, about downing a few shit bags because I was not going to fucking have it, you know? And they're like, you know, somebody, you know, I saw somebody, anyway, dude, I'm still pretty fucking wound up about it.
Yeah, dude, hang tight. We got plenty of time to talk about it. I want to add Crappy
sure.
Tires here. He's been really patient. Let's bring him on. Crappy Tires, welcome back to the show, man. What's going on? Oh, shit. Get banned. Crappy, are you calling from Occupy Montreal or wherever the hell it is you're from? Ottawa? Crappy Tires, are you going to talk? Is it? Hello? Crappy? Oh, I thought he legitimately wanted to add something to the conversation, but I appreciate the soundboards, bro. It's been a while. And,
that was great.
Soundboard Sunday. Remember, Soundboard Sunday. Check it out. That's when you want to call in with that stuff, but... Dude, that's not unlike what it sounded like there down there on some of the video. Even just hanging out yesterday. Yesterday was totally peaceful. It was 100% different from the night before. It was totally devoid of cops. The only cops I saw the entire time were in the BART station. I saw that the proceedings were winding down, and there's like 3,000 people in that park. And it was an epic general assembly, by the way. It was like huge in size, maybe not in content, but in size. But I did not see one single police officer for at least a good three-block radius around that entire square. It was totally devoid of police presence until I escaped early because I knew a lot of these people were going to be going on BART, and I wanted to head off the rush and get back to the city. Also because Occupy San Francisco is going on, and there was a lot of chatter that it might be raided last night. So I was like, you know, I think I'm going to beat the crowd and go over to Ops San Francisco. And the only cops I saw was when I got down into the BART station. There was maybe like a six-team unit just chilling there. And I was like, uh-oh, it's like fucking Op BART, you know, Part 27 or whatever we're supposed to be at. And,
yeah, no shit.
And of course, BART played a role last night, of course, in all this. I was actually on the platform waiting for the San Francisco train when a group of protesters came down onto the platform with a boombox. It was straight up a dance party that came down onto the platform to wait for the train. And that's when BART decided they were going to close 12th Street. And there was a train in the station, in the next station. They're like, they were not going to let us on the next train. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm never going to get back to the city. They're going to have this shut down all night because all these protesters are going to try to get on here. I was like, I'm fucked. And luckily the train came in and they had to let the people off that wanted to get off at that stop. So we got on the train. I think it was on the last train out of the city. And
I went to San Francisco last night. That's where I was at. I wasn't going back to Oakland. I didn't even want to go back for the fucking GA because I was like, I don't know. I'm still pretty torn about going back over there. I was reasonably disappointed by who I saw down there, honestly. You know, it was like a minority of really good, hardworking people who are providing for, like, this mass of freeloading shit dicks. I mean, I was just like, you know, it's a little disconcerting. I mean, I still have faith in the Occupy movement, right? I'm not fucking selling it down the river. But Oakland, I guess I shouldn't expect anything else from the fucking East Bay.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely Oaktown flavor to the Occupy, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it was, and...
Well, you know what, the Oakland, there's so many activists in Oakland that have a hard-on for the cops. They'll show up at anything that where they get to confront the cops. And that's probably, you know, that's part of the problem with a movement like this that doesn't have a central theme or defined theme, is that anybody can just hitch onto it and, you know, use it as some sort of pretext to get their message across, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Please.
We got a couple of people on the board. I want to see if Crappy's going to talk this time. Go ahead, Crappy. Are you going to talk? Hello, Crappy Tires. Are you there? All right. Thanks for coming out, Crappy Tires. There's a couple other callers. If you want to join the conversation, press the number one. Press the number one on your keypad. And you can dial in and join Kyoto and myself. We're talking about Occupy Oakland and Occupy San Francisco, Occupy the Bay. And, you know, if people just stop hating in the Bay, like Selassie say, it'd be all good. By the way, the World Series update, the Cardinals tied it up 9-9 in the bottom of the 10th. They're in the top of the 11th. And the Rangers are threatening. Two outs. They got one runner on base. We're in the top of the 11th. It's 9-9 in the World Series. If Texas pulls this off, they are champions. And we have a new caller.
Is this your strategy for keeping the one angry Jew from calling in?
Yes, you have to have sports updates, and that will keep the Jew away. There's certain precautions you have to take to deal with different. Well, the Jew has his own show now, actually. I don't know if you know that, but he's back on the air.
No, I've literally been...
You've been
the last week and a half or something, or a week at the Occupy, so...
That's insane. So you camped there everything?
Yeah, of course, dude, of course.
So you kind of raged on a lot of the dubious troublemakers. Tell us about some individuals you met that were inspirational, that you really, like, made a connection with. Anybody that stood out?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, most of the folks, because, you know, I kind of threw myself into the work, toting water and doing various, you know, doing a lot of the, like,
gardening?
Infrastructure.
Were you a gardener?
Did you see a fucking lumberjack gardening down there?
No, I went down there. I went down there before. I don't know, maybe a week or and a half ago, which I think was before you were there. I just did like a walkthrough, and I saw a garden. I didn't notice any lumberjack gardeners, but I did notice a garden. I was just more just taken away by just the scene and the whole setup. Like, you know, they had the little pathway made out of pallets and all that, you know, that kind of just threw when I saw all that, how entrenched they were there, I knew it was going to be a very dramatic, nasty, you know, mess to get them uprooted and out of there. But now it sounds like the mayor's just going to let it ride now, baby. She's just like, okay, go ahead, kids, just take it. And that's kind of like a dubious call as well. I don't know.
I know, it's interesting, right? I mean, in some ways, and that's what kind of fucking sticks in my craw, is that, like, you know, obviously I connected up with a lot of people down there, and there's this, like, sentiment that, oh, you know, well, it was worth it. Everything that we went through is worth it, because now, you know, the whole Occupy movement, you know, now that the mayor of Oakland folded and did a 180, and my understanding is at the GA tonight, waiting to speak, hopefully, if there's time at the end of the GA, is hoping to speak. So she's down there tonight. is that
I thought I saw something. I thought I saw something that she didn't show up. She was supposed to be there, scheduled for some time, and she just didn't make it. Or I don't know. Who knows?
I heard just a little bit ago that she was down there.
Oh, so she made it. She's just late.
Yeah.
Good for her. Yeah, there were politicians at the San Francisco one last night. Yeah, there was, of course, you know, mayoral candidates making their appearances, making some cameos.
Yeah,
we cannot allow to happen here. What's happening in Oakland? This can't happen here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Apparently they had a whole team camped out at Treasure Island overnight waiting to pounce in, and at the last minute they're just like, no, we're just gonna call it, forget it.
Yeah, that was crazy. There were a ton of cops on buses. Did you see that? I don't know how long you were down there last time, but there were a ton of 5-0. They like.
Oh no, I left around 12:30-ish. I didn't see a big police presence. I saw police there. Talking to Avalos or whatever that dude's name is.
Yeah.
It was just him and like two cops really just kind of like talking for a while. That was the only sort of activity I saw when I was there. I just kind of made the rounds. I met up with some nurse. This woman's a nurse. She's been living there for a couple of days. She's like a soccer mom. And she's just kind of, you know, she seemed very positive and optimistic, but she was telling me that some kids vandalizing cop cars with like graffiti that says oink. So that's not good. But we have a caller here. Let me see who this is. Local number 415. What's up, caller? You're on the air.
Oh my god,
it's Kishu. She actually called during the middle of the show. Welcome, honey. How you doing?
Well, I called, and then I heard Kyoto, and I just had to, you know, join in. Because I haven't talked to you in forever, Kyoto. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's like some, is that you that's making all the noise?
Weird noise. Am I making a bunch of noise?
Somebody's making a bunch of noise.
I don't know. We've been talking.
Yeah, we've been
anyway,
talking.
What's up, Kishu? What's on your mind tonight, honey? Hello? Is this thing on? Can you hear me, Kishu? Are you there?
Yes. My cheek. I always press it against the phone and mute the phone.
You sounded far away a second ago. Now you sound a little more up front. What's up?
Anyways, I'm very mad at Kyoto, to be honest.
Oh, no. What did he do?
He lives in the Bay Area, yet we never hung out the whole time I was there. What the fuck, Kyoto?
No, he's not in the Bay Area. He was just in the Bay Area to make an appearance and occupy Oakland. He was occupying Oakland.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm glad, because if I had hung out with you, you probably would have posted my picture up on your Twitter, and then... And then I would have been
forever
and like
to...
ruined for the internet. That was like one of the most dramatic. That was one of the most dramatic doxings I think I've seen in. I don't know. That was pretty dramatic. That was crazy. How
are you talking about Jari Dox or that picture?
The classic moment I think was actually with Kyoto on this show when you went on her iFrog account or whatever and just clicked through her pictures and you found good and you unveiled Kishu Gape.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I don't know how I tweeted that picture. I really don't. Like, I feel bad for Wiener now because like I feel his pain because. I didn't tweet it. Like, I tweeted a picture when we were off BART, and I tweeted a picture there.
Damn, home run, baby. This is a World Series update, everybody. The St. Louis Cardinals have just hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 11th. That's it. The Cardinals They're going to Game 7, I believe. The Cardinals have been victorious in a bottom of the 12th walk-off home run. There you go. That's your Budweiser play of the day. Anyway, back to Keishu. What's up, baby? We got another caller. Let's bring some more people on. Some people have been waiting for a while.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm glad it's kind of hard to talk.
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you going down to Congress?
No.
Oh. Is it Thursday night, Keishu party night? You like go out on the town?
Yeah, it is. I'm going to party, but I'm not home
yeah.
right now.
So. Right, you're in party girl mode, though, is the point.
Yeah,
okay. All right, you're in the building. Okay, let's move on. Let's take another caller here. 210, what's up?
Hi. I have a message from Caleb here. He told me to tell you that he doesn't have a microphone on him, which is why he couldn't talk. And he felt the best way to sound his love to you was through a custom sunboard just for you. It's Div, by the way.
Yes, that's right. Synthetic Div in the building. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing. Can't complain.
Are you a Cardinals fan?
I'm not really into sports.
Good. Neither am I.
I mean, the only sport I'm really into.
It's so trivial. I know. It's so trivial. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
What do you think about the NBA lockout?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
The NBA lockout, yes. They're threatening to cancel the season. They've already canceled the first 2 weeks. Thank God. The first 2 weeks are boring as hell. Everybody's like, you know, still just getting up to speed. It's basically spring training. Thank God. They're doing us a service.
Honestly, I mean, I could care less about basketball. I'd rather watch international soccer, but that's just me.
So what's on your mind tonight, honey, besides the fact that you're translating for Caleb tonight?
Nothing. I just have a lot on my mind, honestly. Oh, Caleb here. Caleb is sent a message to Kyoto. He says to stop whining.
Stop whining. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Stop whining.
Okay. I'll do that for crappy tires. No more whining.
All right, let's take another call here. We got area or block number here. Block caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Is that me, Vince?
Oh, it's the Mexican in the building. What's up, Goofy Bone?
None. I'm driving back from Fresno right now.
Oh, obviously at Occupy Fresno. You were occupying Fresno then, huh?
No. I was occupying some hoe in Fresno.
That's what I'm talking about. Giving her a bone. This is our friend Goofy Bone. He's got the night off. I'm actually to make ends meet now here on BTR. I'm fill in for Goofy Bone and do janitorial work here around the network. Goofy's off tonight, and so
I
kind of pick up the slack.
From Blog Talk Radio. Let's just put it that way. Come on.
All right. Fine. Well, just full disclosure: Goofy got fired from BTR. He's no longer the janitor, and Vincent the Bay is now the janitor at BTR. All right, that's a dirty little secret. We've been trying to keep it under wraps, but you know it had to come out eventually. So I doxed myself. I am the new janitor.
Sorry, Vince.
Yeah, thanks for outing me, Goofy Bone.
I'm sorry.
So what's going on? Who's this? What was up with this broad in Fresno?
Oh, nothing. I just got me a little honey out there in Fresno. I just go, you know, bang out once in a great while. Now I was kind of bored, so I just went out and about and just, you know, handled my business. Hey, man, did you hear that Michael Moore is going to be out there on Occupy Oakland tomorrow?
Oh, he would. Yeah,
serious.
That'll be interesting.
And then Jean Kwan, I heard they wouldn't let her talk, so she left, and she's supposed to be doing a speech. Well, she was supposed to do it at 9 o'clock, but I don't know. I lost all track from there.
Well, the open mic section's at the end of the GA, and there's a curfew of 10 o'clock. So... That's when she would have had the opportunity to speak, you know, if there was time. And I think that was probably the issue was, you know, people show up, you know, people think they got, you know, juice and they're gonna run around the process and like, oh, I showed up and I'm special. And so I should get to jump the line.
You know what pisses me off is that in downtown San Jose, you know, we weren't even occupying little street corners. We were just hanging out. But yet the cops came and threw
us out.
Oh,
shit. The cops are here. I got to shut her down. Go ahead, Goofy. Oh, take over the show. Goofy and Kyoto show for the next 5 minutes, folks. I got to, I'm getting banned. Bye.
Well, anyways, like I said, you know, these occupiers need to come up with something instead of running around in circles with damn signs. Do something. What are you proving? You're proving that the cops are going to win? I mean, serious. And...
No, Goofy. No. Wait a second. I don't, you know, I'm going to push back a little bit on that because I think it's opened up a whole conversation about the role of Wall Street and the big banks and the lives of people. And, you know, you look at, like, I met a bunch of veterans, you know, young, you know, dudes my age. Like, I've been in the Marine Corps and Army and all this shit, and they get back, and they can't find work, and the people who got hurt, you know, from their units, you know, they know people who were, you know, some of them quite badly injured in Iraq and Afghanistan and shit, and they're not getting proper care, you know, and even if they weren't hurt, they came back with, you know, mental issues. And, I mean, I can't even tell you, dude, I sat for like 6 hours 3 days ago in this, with this group of vets who were just sitting there talking, and these are, and not a single one of these guys was over like 30 years old. And they were talking about the people they knew who had killed themselves or their own experiences going into, like, you know, trying to access mental health services through Veterans Administration. And all these doctors wanted to do was, like, give them prescription drugs, and that was it. You know, give them drugs and send them out the door. Give them drugs and send them out the door. And
yeah, but you got to look at it this way. No disrespect to any soldier that served their country proud. No disrespect to what I'm going to say, but that's the choice they made. They got to understand that there's repercussions to the choices that they're going to be in whatever unit that they're serving. They got to realize that you can't just go in there and walk around with a gun and act like everything's going to be A-okay. You're going in there and fighting for your life, for America, for people to be free. You know what I mean? It's no different than a gang member. You know, a gang member, you're sitting here, you know what you're going to get into. You're going to get shot one day. You know, you got to watch your back all day. But see, this Occupy Wall Street, if these people were smart, they would put money aside for themselves instead of spending it with all these credit card debts. Do you guys know that there's so many credit card debts because these people do not know how to spend their money? They do not know what they can afford. They want to go over here and over-afford what they can't afford. They're signing checks their ass can't even cash. That's what pisses me off. And then now they're sitting here complaining? Come on, man. Let's be honest.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I guess what I'm trying to say by using the veterans example is that it's complex. You know, everybody says, quit walking around with signs, come up with a list of demands. But it's not just a list of demands. I mean, it's the complexity of a system that doesn't, you know, that grinds us fucking down. You know, that wants to pay us as little as they can, and as soon as you're not useful, throw you in the fucking gutter. And corporations don't pay their fair share through tax avoidance strategies. The rich don't pay their fair share through tax avoidance strategies. These motherfuckers and, you know, the dickheads in Congress are all living high on the hog, and the rest of us are left out in the fucking wind to fend for ourselves. You know, and if it wasn't for, you know, for a lot of people, if it wasn't for friends and family who were employed, they'd be out on the street.
And yeah, so, but you know, but how did those officials get into office? They were voted in by people. They didn't just walk in and said, "Hey, I'm gonna rule this little district right here." No, we voted for these people, and we got to take the responsibility. Now, if people really want to change, when it comes to elections, don't even vote. Then what are they gonna do?
Well,
these
here's
people
the deal.
Think
it's,
that way.
You know who votes most frequently? Old people. Old people vote are the highest. Are the highest voter turnout demographic in the country. Old people vote conservative, right? So if you don't vote, if nobody votes, then we're going to be awash in a sea of dickheads, you know, of people who are, and my personal perspective, I'm not with either of the parties. You know, I think they both take money from the same powerful corporate interests, the big banks, the big corporations, they take money from those same motherfuckers. And the Republicans at least can be honest about it. They could say, well, we're for, you know, we're for corporate power. You know, we're for no taxes. Get rid of the fucking death tax. And, you know, they're very clear about how all of their public policy benefits the rich. That's why the Democrats flounder and have been floundering since Ronald Reagan was president, is because they're taking the same corporate money. They're bought and sold by the same agents of, you know, big capital, but they can't be honest about it. They've still got to kowtow to the unions, and they've got to try to be the, you know, speak to the working man and woman and say, I'm for American families. And that's just bullshit, because they're not. They're all bought and sold by the same people.
I agree with you. They're all corrupt. Every single Republican, Democrat, whatever else, party else they want to, they're all corrupt. Once they get that power, even me, if I would get into, like, the office like that, and whatever means of power I have, I will use it to my benefit. You know? That's what happens when you get power. You know what I mean? People don't understand that, you know, you give these old guys, because most of these, you know, officials, they're all old. No one's a young cat or anything like that. Yeah, Anthony Weiner, but yeah, look what happened to him. You know what I mean? But I mean, just to look at the whole thing in perspective. The reason why it's going downhill is because you got these old people who believe that, hey, America's running the proper way, when they don't even know what's really going on. Do you see old people reading the fine print? No. They're just there, you know, if somebody says, okay, go for this person, then they go for that person.
Shut up, Arnie.
Exactly.
I can't
thank
even
you,
stand it anymore.
I mean, thank you, Kishu.
Kishu.
Hey, Kyoto, I have a message for you from Motormouth News. He says, tell Kyoto, I guess he's on the cop side because people are scared to fight the cops, so they fight each other. The cops were wrong. He thinks you're on the cop side.
I'm not on the cop side. I was clear. The cops were not even using the tools that they had properly. I mean, one, for the use of tear gas in both military and civilian conflict, even for these kind of civil matters, has been outlawed for 40 years through the United Nations. You know, we're signatory to, you know, which is supposed to, you know, that's an international treaty that we've signed. So it is actually illegal under a treaty that we've signed through our member nation status with the UN to even use tear gas. But yet we right there using it in the street. On our own citizens. On our own fucking people. And I have said on your program, Motor Mouth News, that the police are a tool of state repression. Like, I have been very clear about that. So, you know, I'm not on the side of the cops, but you know what I'm also not on the side of? A bunch of lifestyle fucking crust punks,
yeah,
who are going to go out and throw rocks at the cops and provoke them into hurting people. right? Because those assholes run away. They fucking run away. You know, they don't have the balls to fucking do what they do in Greece and do what they do in Italy and do what they do in Spain and fucking charge the line with sticks and brick bats and fucking Molotov cocktails. Like, you want to take it to the cops, motor mouth,
that, yeah,
or
really
anyone
take
else
it.
Who
yeah,
does
exactly.
it, then get your fucking balls on and do it properly, right? Don't fucking throw rocks and run away. Don't light a trash can on fire and run away, because that is just a justification for the cops to victimize everybody, right? Now, me, I'm 6'7", 230 pounds. Like, I take down a fucking mob of cops, right? Like, I'm, you know, I can hold my ground. But I saw a lot of people that were old, a lot of people that were, like, you know, a fair number that just, like, weren't in good shape. And a lot of people, like Olson, who were just there because they had been diverted to respond to an emergency situation in Oakland, you know, a solidarity march, and they weren't prepared for the fucking cops when they showed up. And the cops just fucking fired tear gas canisters in the air, and those will fucking kill a person. You know? It, what the cops did was absolutely dead fucking wrong.
You know how to do
Goofy, we're losing you, dude. Come back. Goofy, hello? I cut off. I don't know what happened. Goofy
died.
Goofy died. Goofy, call back in. You're are you there? Hello? He's gone. All right. Anyways, 347-826-7667. That was Goofy Bone giving her a bone in Fresno. Thanks also to Synthetic Div. Is it Divinity? Yes, Synthetic Div for calling in. Appreciate your calling in, honey. Good to hear your voice again. And we have another caller here, a block number. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Who are you and what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm Highway 39 up in Canada. We've talked before. I follow you on
Twitter.
Oh,
Highway 39. Yes. Very, very
yeah.
good to hear you again, my friend. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been watching this all wherever I can on the internet. I'm stuck way up on parallel 55 and 126 West, so that's quite a ways out of the way. But you know, it really when I saw what happened in Oakland yesterday, I was in shock myself. I thought that is about as anti-American as it gets.
Yeah, dude, it was pretty gnarly. I don't think that was very admirable the way that they shot those canisters into the crowd. It was the sound on the videos was deafening too. That alone would be enough to scare the crap out of me, and put anybody into like a epileptic seizure. What I thought was kind of not cool was, you know, there's this guy out there who's visibly in a wheelchair, and he just doesn't go anywhere. Like, what's up with that? Was that his choice to stay there like that? I mean, everybody's scattered. Did this guy just decide he was just going to take it in the wheelchair there, or what was up with that? I mean, some of these people...
Well,
go ahead.
Sure.
Oh, there. I'm sorry. I'm also preoccupied by the... Channel 2 News is covering live the Occupy protests, and the tents are back up. But it doesn't look, I mean, I can't tell what's going on exactly from this angle, but it looks like I don't see any gardens back up and running yet, but who knows?
I'm bringing it with me tomorrow, Vince.
Oh,
I'm bringing a huge fucking horse trailer that I borrowed from my neighbor. And a whole mob of fresh supplies from the countryside. So I'm bringing a bunch of stuff back. So there'll be a garden again. There'll be herbs, and there'll be lots of green.
Oh, there's already herbs there. Plenty of herbs. My God, dude! You walk in there. You walk into that thing. You instantly feel like you're at a fucking dead show parking lot. It's just
yeah,
everybody.
It's
everybody's
I
Everybody's celebrating. The whole Oaksterdam crew is just in full effect. There's blunts being ripped left and right. It's a party zone down there.
You know, and I don't want to give the impression that I'm wound up about what happened, obviously, because it's kind of fucking traumatic to go through something like that, you know, to be perfectly honest. And I was, I was really pissed because I saw people getting hurt that were just, that are there, like, you know, to support the movement, you know what I mean? That had no, that really were unprepared, you know, for the police action and didn't provoke any of the violence. But, you know, I encourage everybody, as I did before when I hit D.C. and Chicago, go to a fucking, go to an Occupy, you know, go to ground. Like, grab your, go to Walmart, get yourself a cheap tent. Not Walmart, actually. Go to Walmart and steal a cheap tent. How about that? And, or just show up without a tent. There's tents available, right? There's always tent space available. And or roll up in a curb.
Or weasel into somebody somebody's tent, you know.
Yeah, find, you know, exactly right.
Find a tarp,
find yourself
that's
a
over
new
a park
friend.
Bench. Find
yeah.
a park bench with a tarp over
Good.
It and a warm, friendly individual to share that little space and occupy it with them all night long.
Yeah, go find a friend, go plug into a working group, you know, have conversations with people. I mean, everybody's struggling with these huge issues, as I was talking to Goofy about, that are really complex. And they affect so many different parts of our lives and so many different groups. And I mean, it's really transformational to be in that space and to be, you know, if you stay for a couple of days and plug in and carry the water and cut some vegetables and, you know, cart off trash. And like, I mean, it's really a hell of a feeling to be, you know, part of, you know, to be essential to a community in that way. And, you know, you don't have to be writing legislation to hold Wall Street accountable, in my opinion, to be making a difference right now. You just got to show up and do your bit, you know. And you don't even have to be in an Occupy. And, I mean, I give props to, you know, Motor Mouth and a lot of the folks who are on the show and, like, Anons Everywhere who are working with the media teams. I mean, I met a ton of Anons out there who are – you know, doing a lot of the media work, and I have a keen appreciation for that. But I'm strong; I can carry pallets, you know, doing four at a time. So I'm gonna carry the damn pallets because that's what's, that's what I'm good for. So, everybody, you don't have to have it figured out, I guess, is what I'm saying, to show up and hear other people's stories and tell your own and be affected by it. And it's legit, you know.
I like that description. Thanks, man.
There you go.
No.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Highway 39. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, I was listening to the gentleman speak there, and here in my little enclave on the side of the mountains, I have a little thing that I can do, too, that I can contribute to the overall cause, and it is a global cause, and that is I make mittens out of, like, old leather jackets and stuff like that, and moccasins, and these things help people when the winter's coming on, right? And that's what I'm doing.
Dude, that's awesome. You're making moccasins? What are they made out of?
Well, I excuse me. I go and get leather jackets out of the pond, like the secondhand shop, and I just cut them up and make mittens. Well, mittens and moccasins, but right now I'm making a pair of mitts.
Huh. That's really cool. That's really
and
cool.
And I'm going to send. You know what? I'm going to send the first one. It's more symbolic than anything. I'm going to send it to Occupy Wall Street. I've got their address, and I'm just going to send it out there because I so strongly support it.
Excellent. We got another caller here. I think this might be Div. Div, are you back? Or caller from area code 210. You're on the air. Who's this? 210. Going once, going twice. All right, let's take another call. Block number, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Is that me?
Oh, Goofy's back. What's up? You're back for more, huh?
No, dude,
thanks for filling in for me for that 5 minutes. I was actually kind of digging the Kyoto and Goofy Bone show. You guys should think about doing a spinoff. I think it might be kind of like a crossfire with Kyoto and Goofy.
Yeah, no, Kyoto's got some good thoughts, and you know, no, nobody's right or wrong, but it's just, you know, everyone just has an opinion. But it's just, it just pisses me off as a person of my, you know, I'm the one that's supposed to be looked down upon. You know, I'm the one that's supposed to be coming out of the gutter. I'm the fucking Mexican gangbanger, but yet I'm over here still afloat, you know, in the stock market. You know, I'm just kicking back smoking weed all damn day. And I don't understand how the hell can't people do the same thing, you know, do different things. You know, all these people that got together, they in Wall Street, they somehow accumulated $500,000. How come they can't build a business? Because obviously none of those kids out there do that, have the brains that they should have the brains. You know, you're supposed to be smart. You're supposed to do this. I look at all these kids on the Associated Press, and I'm like, oh, my God. 10 years ago, you would have looked like a smart, nerdy kid from, you know, Oklahoma or something. But they look like a bunch of hippies. But who am I? I'm just nobody. Sorry,
you're Nortenio.
I'm a Nortenio, yeah.
Rally
exactly.
With the Nortenio.
I'm a Nortenio, exactly. Thank you.
All right, this is a Motormouth News tweets again to follow up with Kyoto. He says, tell him I misunderstood him and I agree with him. I don't know. I didn't know they did those things and ran away. There you go. Motormouth News following up there with Kyoto. And you can live tweet me if you want. It's Vince in the Bay on Twitter. And, yeah, call in, 347-826-7667. I'm here with Kyoto. Kishu is in the building. She's quiet over there. Are you consuming copious amounts of alcohol, Kishu? What are you doing? You've been quiet for a while.
I'm driving on the freeway, so I'm just chilling. Just listening to you guys. All that good stuff.
I only picked up bits and pieces. Did you say you're dating an Indian guy? What was that?
I am driving on the freeway. Oh,
you're still driving? You're still driving? Oh, my God.
I've been driving on the freeway. I'm on I-5 right now.
I'm about to get off right now. So. Yeah.
Good time.
Anyways, I'm actually kind of close to you guys. Maybe I should come down to the bay and visit you.
Oh, yeah, come on down.
Anyways.
Occupy the bay. It's ever present and ongoing.
Occupy Kishu's vagina. I can't say stuff like that anymore. I have a man.
Well, you just did.
Well, I know I just did, but you know, I'm just saying, I got to be careful these days.
Yes.
Actually, I don't
never
know. I'm pissing me off right now.
You never know. This might be archived forever.
Right.
Unless they fire me like they fire Goofy, and then it'll be erased.
Oh, God.
Did you hear about that? Goofy's not on BTR anymore.
Yeah, how many times has he been kicked off of BTR?
He was pulled off of BTR before because he was in jail, but he's not in jail now. He's in BTR jail now. So now he's infesting my show. I'm forced to give him a segment because he still waits for me outside in the parking lot when I get off at the end of the show, and you know I still have to give him airtime so he doesn't jump me.
Oh man,
that's how he makes sense to me. You know what are you gonna do?
It's called protection, man.
Shouts out to our listeners who are in the chat room checking in there. Looks like we got Beach Bum 55, Circa 319, Charlie Sheen Wolf.
Hi, Beach Bum.
Red Dragon.
I miss you.
Fat Red Dragon in the building. What's up, FRD? Good to see you again. FRD spent a good whole show with me about a week ago. That was fun. Those good times. Feel free to call back in, brah. We're just chilling. It's kind of a throwback show, to tell you the truth. We got Kishu in the building, and also Goofy Bone, and Kyoto's here holding it down with me. So don't be shy. And also, I can't forget, Highway 39, our friend Highway 39 is in the building as well.
Yeah, I want to go with Mitch. That sounds awesome.
What was that, Kishu?
I said, I want some mittens.
You want
it's
some
kinda
mittens?
It's kind of cool that he makes moccasins, too, because I actually have, like, these really awesome moccasin boots on right now. It's great. So.
Mucklucks.
Anyway. I am buckled up.
No, they're called mucklucks.
Oh, wait, what? Oh, I thought you said buckle up. They're called what? Muckle up?
Mucklucks.
It's Hebrew. It's Yiddish for lung butter. Highway 39 asks via Twitter, what's your shoe size? My shoe size, Highway 39, thank you for asking. It's a good question. It's size 14. Size 14 shoe.
Jeez. I'd take a half a moose.
What was that? Something about a moose?
Well, yeah, I make moccasins out of the moose hide, too, eh? But, size 14 is a pretty big shoe.
Yeah, it'd have to be custom, obviously, I'm sure. I'm just kind of forced to go with whatever moccasin they already have prepackaged at that size. So I'd love to get a vintage Highway 39 moccasin, though, piece moccasin for the cause.
Well, you know what, Vince? You might just get that. We'll talk off air, and I'll get your address.
Yeah, we'll work that out. I appreciate that. Let's take more calls. It looks like FRD is with us now. Fat Red Dragon in the building. What's up, FRD?
What's going on, Vince? I figured I'd complete your fucking throwback show.
Oh, yeah. This is your life, VITB. A little trip down memory lane. FRD is in the building now, Fat Red Dragon, along with Goofy Bone and Kyoto and Kishu in the building.
Ooh.
So what's up, FRD? What'd you think of that dramatic walk-off home run?
I'm not even paying attention, dude. I've been fighting with my computer all damn day. You know. I turn on the TV to listen to Jason Ellis, and then that's about it. What happened? Did the Rangers win?
No. Bottom of the 12th, walk-off home run by I forgot the guy's name. Some white dude, left-handed batter, I think.
Yeah, some lefty white-hander.
Yeah, some white dude. white dude hit a home run in the bottom of the 12th, walk-off home run to clinch. A victory from the jaws of defeat for the St. Louis Cardinals tonight as they're going to Game 7. In St. Louis, I think.
All right, so Game 7, sweet.
Yeah.
Not over yet.
No. Sports update brought to you by, it's basically a public service that we have to do to make sure the Jew will not call in as long as we're talking about sports periodically. The Jew does not seem to call in, so it's good.
Right on, man. Sports update brought to you by Vince in the Bay and One Clueless Bastard.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Have you caught his show? Apparently, I haven't heard his show yet, but he's been doing a show here on BTR, speaking of the Jew.
Oh, no shit. What's it called?
Something Piston Pilot? The new the real Piston Pilot? I don't know. Just search Piston Pilot on... BTR. I haven't heard it yet. I've been meaning to listen, but I haven't even had much time to do my own show, much less listen to anybody else's. So just out of touch. But for some reason BTR, I don't know if they just automatically made me follow every single show on Blog Talk Radio, because I swear to God, I get a notification for every single show.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I saw that. So I get these alerts that Piston Pilot is in the house. So yeah, check it out. He's out there. I think he was on at 9 p.m. Pacific, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Anyways, dude, we've been talking about all the occupying that's going on. I went down and checked out Occupy Oakland last night and Occupy San Francisco, which are both in full bloom again. The San Francisco they're holding it down there. There's a little tent city that's cropped up in the San Francisco one too. And I was out there last night.
That smells good.
It does. Oh my God! There's this one really funny, cracked out old black woman that has a little spot there, and she was like, she was yelling at another homeless person for sleeping near her tent. This guy was just trying to like get in his sleeping bag and go to sleep. Oh Jesus Christ! Are you logging on to the chat room?
Yeah, I was just
thank God.
I had to reload my page. Sorry,
I haven't been in the chat room in a while. Let me see what's up. Yo, yo, yo. Oh, hey, we got some folks in there. Beach Bum 55, Circa 319, Charlie Sheenwolf, Fat Red Dragon, Goose Cream Soup. Hello there, Goose Cream Soup. Also, Jesus Christ, who else is in there? Jay Mackin, Mary Mad, Ms. Becker. Hey, Ms. Becker. Apparently last night I missed out on a sloppy drunk Ms. Becker. And that's really unfortunate. Because apparently that's a rare occurrence. I guess she doesn't drink that much or doesn't get sloppy drunk and call into Blog Talk Radio shows randomly.
What? Yeah. Who doesn't do that?
Apparently I missed an opportunity last night. And yeah, exactly. This show used to be premised around the idea of just having drunk, rambling folks call in, a.k.a. Goofy Bone, Kishu, Smigley Hopkins. We haven't had live nude Hopkins on this show in ages. What the hell happened to that woman?
I can tell you where she is right now, but I can't mention that person's name on the air.
Ooh. Oh, she's on another show. I got it.
She's on another show. Simulcasting.
She's you know, a stalwart here. I miss that girl.
You do until she starts talking again and then just doesn't stop.
Until she calls in, yeah. I miss her until she calls in sloppy drunk. It's all right. It's all good. Goofy, speaking of which, Goofy, you don't sound your usual drunk self.
Vince, hello, I'm driving home from Fresno.
That never stopped you before, dude.
I know, but I mean, come on, this is my fifth blunt I'm smoking. I'm going through, Pacheco Pass right now, so.
Oh, nice. Yeah, be safe,
I'm just chilling right now.
Yeah. There you go, Goofy Bone. And Highway 39, you're still in the building. What's up, Highway 39?
Well, I just heard Buddy talking about the blunt on the freeway there. And actually, in British Columbia, the conversation is about trying to get the government on our side to, you know, to legalize it, to actually remove the prohibition. But
oh, that's another
thing.
Speaking of raids, they're going to, you know, you could potentially see some government raids, and it's already started. For some of these medicinal clinics and also the dispensaries and the growers.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're really going to try. Yeah, they've announced that. They said 45 days. They gave them 45 days.
It was like 32 days ago.
Yeah, that was at least over a month ago. I was going to say. So that could who knows, any moment they could try to crack down.
Well. I got enough till the end of the year, so let's just hope.
Oh, come on, dude. It's not like it wasn't hard to get before they had all this.
I know. But, I mean, it's nice to go to a store and just get it. You know what I mean? Instead of meeting Tyrone down the street, you know, got to hold my gut.
Yeah, instead of Tyrone down the street, it's Tyrone behind the counter.
To dust off your Erica Badu CD, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what? It's also done. It's actually allowed the street sellers to up their game and their verbiage. I remember back in the day, I used to walk down Haight Street, and you'd get people be like, "You want some nugs? Tasty nugs? You know, got some green? And it wasn't a matter. They weren't. And now it's like, I got some high grade indoor sour diesel. You know,
they give high grade Sativa.
Yeah, they
Sativa,
have.
Who
like,
wants Sativa?
They get into the specific strains down there now. It's totally been elevated to a new level. It's amazing.
Half of them are narcs, anyways.
Genetics, Mendelian genetics.
I'm sorry. What was that? Highway 39. Did you? What did you say?
Well, I'm just, you know, the way that they're growing the shit these days. It's a lot. I mean, it's genetics. If you know anything about genetics, that's how they do it. They pick the best physical characteristics and also the best quantity of THC.
Wow. God bless the growers.
Well, in Canada, you know what's happening in Canada? I think this is fascinating. The people in Texas, government in Texas, is sending letters to the government of Canada that this tough on drugs logic, ideology, it just doesn't work. But Canada is, they're going to start convicting people who grow marijuana and give them more time than child molesters.
Wow. Good old Canadian.
Yeah, you know, we used to have a pretty liberal, political ideology, but now with this conservative government, they're just turning us into dinosaurs.
I don't know what every government is thinking. I mean, did they get a handbook of the end of the world is near? Everyone start rebel rousing and get crazy? I mean, well, what's going on? Serious.
I'll tell you what's going on.
I don't understand it.
I'll tell you what's going on. I got a ton of callers here, Goofy Bone. Hang on, bro. If you're just new to the show and you're called in, you got to press the number one. Press the number one if you want to join the conversation. If not, just sit back, relax, and listen. But if at any point you want to chime in, press the number one, and that alerts me that you want to get on the show. The number 347-826-7667. You call that number, and then once you get dialed in, you press one, and that will alert me that you want to get on the show. Because there are a bunch of people on the line that, well, I think Goose Cream Soup might be on the line. She might just be lurking. But shouts out to Goose Cream Soup in the chat room as well. And somebody in the chat room a second ago was, who is it? Randy Roggles? I don't read the chat room through the entire show. My apologies, but I do try to pay attention if I can. And I know Mary Matt is spamming the shit out of the chat room with some United Nations City of Oakland information. And also Jay Mackin in the building. He says he only smokes pot that he buys from Occupy Portland. That's our homie Jay Mackin. All right, I think this might be Goose Cream Soup. What's up, Goose Cream Soup?
Why do you know my area code?
Because really? Because it shows up on my switchboard.
Like, I know that, but why did you memorize it? I don't know, that's weird.
Well, I don't know, you call in enough, I get used to your number, and I recognize your number. I'm good like that.
Oh. Okay, well, I guess that's good.
It's good to hear from you. I'm glad I remembered it, though, because it caused you to raise your hand and say hi. It's been a while. I hope you're doing well.
Not at all, but okay.
Oh, what's new? Everything's always so dreadful. What's going on now? What's anything you can talk about on the air?
No.
That's too bad.
I've seen a Xanax script or something, girly. You're always way too sad. Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Well, I can talk about one thing.
All right, what's the one thing you'd like to talk about?
My dad called me a terrorist. for supporting Occupy Wall Street.
Yikes.
Yeah, you are technically a terrorist. You're breaking the law in the service of a political cause. So, yeah, by definition, he's right.
Like, but that really pisses me off, though. Like,
that's cool. You're in good company. You're in good company. There's a lot of terrorists out there that are good people. Danny DeVito, terrorist, you know? Good guy. Funny.
Walter Matthau.
Exactly. A fantastic actor. So what? So he's a terrorist. It doesn't matter. I mean, don't judge. It is what it is. As long as you're not blowing up a building or you know, just doing real stupid shit. I think there's you know, good little...
Or yourself or, you know.
I think there's ways to civilly disobey, and a lot of the occupiers are doing this. They're doing it right. It's just they're getting overshadowed by the people that are doing it wrong, and that's too bad. And that happens with all this stuff. And it's how it is. But unfortunately, that's what will bring a spotlight on their cause, is if there is some sort of, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. I walked down to that thing last night, and there's just, you know, blocks and blocks of, like I said last night, there were no cops to be seen. It was just all news vans everywhere. It's just a media orgy. It's like that first couple op Barts, but like times 10. Yeah, I think a lot of people kind of relish that too. They romanticize it. You know, with a lot of these conspiracy theories and, you know, getting all this Alex Jones crap, and where they just get kind of swept up in this ultra-romanticized idea of revolution and everything. They're playing these violent video games. They're watching these violent movies, and they want IRL fun like that. And I think some of them are doing it via these protests. And Kyoto was touching on some of them. Earlier, he was kind of raging, and I feel his pain, absolutely. And Kyoto, I hope you'll check in with us once you reoccupy. Did we lose Kyoto? Is he still here? Maybe not. Oh, we lost Kyoto. Well, if you're listening, Kyoto, please check in with us again. I was great to hear from Kyoto, by the way. Yeah, but, you know, that's how it goes. I still have Kishu, Highway 39, Goofy Bone, Goose Cream Soup, and Fat Red Dragon in the house.
In the house.
Mary Mads going nuts in the chat room. She says, Oakland should have learned its lesson in 2003 when anti-war protesters and bystanders at the port of Oakland were injured by police projectiles. Former police chief Richard Word at that time announced stricter guidelines for use of force against demonstrators. The United Nations spoke out against excessive force, and the city of Oakland paid out more than $2 million in settlement injury payments to injured demonstrators. Yeah, no, this is totally history repeating itself over and over in Oakland. It's just a different cause now. It's a different umbrella protest or banner, whatever you want to call it. Now it's under the guise of Occupy. But yeah, this stuff goes on. There's demonstrations and protests in San Francisco all the goddamn time, or in the Bay Area in general. Oakland is notorious for a lot of activism because that's where they all gravitate to. If you live in the Bay Area, all the artists and activists have been priced out of the San Francisco housing market. So they all migrated to Oakland, and they're slowly getting priced out of there too. You know, this is the whole gentrification, you know, cycle. It's just how it is. And
new hate in Ashbury, eh?
That's possible. There he is. Kyoto's still here. I thought you were still here, dude.
Hey, sorry, I was muted. I was actually loading supplies for Occupy Oakland in the horse trailer. So
excellent.
I had my shit muted, so I was loading up rolls of Tyvek and whatnot to take back. But
much nice. Love to, and I'm just going to go ahead and drop off because I'm going to keep doing this because I want to get a little bit of rest before I hit back tomorrow. But I do want to say much love to Motormouth News and Merry Mad for being the text-based informational conduit in the chat room. I really have appreciation for both you guys and everybody else who listens to the show. And you, Vince, for providing a platform, and I'll be back occupying, and I will check in again in the future. And stay strong, everybody. Keep it cool and do your thing, man.
Right on.
Kyoto. Good to you, man.
Thanks, Kyoto. Appreciate your contribution as always, and look forward to hearing from you again very soon. The next chapter of the Occupy Oakland saga is underway, and Kyoto is going to be in on that. Hopefully, they'll have a more positive, outlook and as they move forward. Although I think ultimately they're going to hunker down there again. They're going to really kind of dig in there, and eventually, the city's probably going to have. I don't know, unless they just decide, you know what, we're just going to just overlook this. It's not like it'd be the first time that a city has overlooked shanty towns, if you want to call it that. I remember I was in New Orleans after Katrina. I was there for 2007, 2008, New Year's Eve. So, that was, 2 years after Katrina? And there was still a full-on homeless shantytown that was left over from that. All these people were essentially occupying an overpass, I guess that's what you would call it, in New Orleans. And the city just kind of let that go. And it looks like San Francisco is going to kind of just let this go. As well as Oakland. And what's different in San Francisco and Oakland is it doesn't snow here in the Bay. So this is actually a more hospitable place in the winter for your occupies. Because you can actually, it rains in the winter for a couple of months. But that's about it. You're not going to get any snow. It's not going to get below freezing much, if at all. Although it's still cold though. Like I was out there outside just before getting on the show. It's got to freezing out there. Especially San Francisco is always cold. Although the Occupy location in San Francisco is actually in an area where it probably gets more sun than any other part of the city. That side of the peninsula is usually if it's sunny anywhere in San Francisco, it's definitely sunny there. Yeah, right on. We got another caller here. Let's see who this is. Area code 613. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
What's going on, man? How you doing, Vince?
I'm doing well, good sir. What is your name and what's on your mind tonight?
This is Charlie Sheenwolf, a.k.a. Ronnie Boggles, giving a shout-out to everybody there, holding it down, occupying.
Should I call you Charlie or Ronnie?
You can call me whatever you want, man. Just call me Charlie. That sounds good, dude.
All right, Chuck. What's up, Charlie? What brings you to us tonight? I noticed you in the chat room. Thanks for hanging out and listening. What did you want to chime in about?
Yeah, well, not too much, man. I'm just calling to put a voice to a name there. Just giving support out to everybody. And unfortunately, it's like 1:32 in the morning here, so I'm pretty toe up, so unfortunately I'm not going to have too much to say as far as intelligence and insight, but yeah, man, just keep it holding it down, keep your heads up, and it's getting bigger, man. It's getting bigger every day, and up north we got our support and we got our eyes on the prize, so yeah, man.
Yeah, Mary Mad in the chat room says wants me to talk about the BART shutting down last night. Yeah,
I was serious.
I I was lucky enough to get across the bay before. I was in Occupy Oakland last night for their to check out their General Assembly, but I cut out early to beat the crowd because, you know, people were speculating that San Francisco might get raided that tomorrow night. So I got on the BART and luckily got on like the last train out. And shortly after they finished their festivities in Oakland, they all decided they were gonna march in solidarity to San Francisco. So they went to the BART station. The BART officials shut down the stations at 12th Street City Center in Oakland and also 19th Street in Oakland. And they weren't allowing these protesters to get onto BART to go across the bay to support their brothers and sisters at Occupy San Francisco. And that caused quite a stir. And there was rumor for a while that these people were going to try to march over the Bay Bridge. That would have been interesting. And instead, I guess they just paraded around Oakland, tried to get in the BART stations, no luck, and got back onto, just went back and reoccupied their square. But that was kind of interesting. It was shades of Operation BART all over again. You know, BART was kind of trying to play politics, really. Again, they're shutting down these stations because they don't like the message that these people have, essentially. It's kind of interesting. BART is very selective about who they want running their system. It's pretty apparent at this time. And I've kind of like lost focus on BART recently just because of all this other crap going on. But BART is still playing with that idea of what they're going to do with this whole cell phone policy thing, which I think is ridiculous. I think the policy should be you don't turn it off. You know, if it drops or whatever, that's one thing. But you should never, even in an emergency, I think especially in an emergency, you want to keep communication on at all times so people don't panic. That are, you know, people that are stuck on trains aren't panicking because they can't communicate. You know, even if there's, you know, some sort of system wide shutdown or something. But apparently they're gonna keep toying with this idea of what they should do. You know, essentially they're gonna say that, oh well, in the event of an emergency, an extreme emergency, like a terrorist threat. But then it's like, how do you define terrorist threat? You know, some of these protesters like Goose Cream Soup said, you know, some people they view them as terrorists. Look at her own father, her own kin, her dad, her blood thinks she's a terrorist. So, you know, who's to say? All right, who is listening to the show and called in? I got so many people on the horn here. Let's go around the building here. Kishu's still here, right? Did you get to your destination yet, Kishu?
Yes, I am at my hotel now.
Oh.
I'm just back in and stuff.
Yeah, so you're doing all right. Good. You made it to your destination. Good to know. We got another caller here. 250, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, man, this is Randy Roggles from Victoria, Canada.
Randy Roggles. What's up, bro? You're on with Chuck.
Not much, man.
You're on with Chuck, Goose Cream Soup, Fish, or Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Highway 39, and Kishu. What's on your mind tonight, bro?
It's Chuck, Charlie Sheenwolf.
That's correct.
Oh, wait. Oh shit, man. That's my brother from another mother from across the country. From Seattle to New York kind of distance, man.
Are you guys
only we're in Canada.
Are you guys boyfriends?
Not like that.
We're
heterosexual
friends that are boys.
We're heterosexual life mates, you know?
We have high fived over a couple broads though.
That's true.
you never crossed swords though, right?
Oh, we should have them different.
I've seen Ghostbusters. You never cross streets.
One at a time. One at a time. First, go ahead. Chuck, you first.
Hey, rock it out, Chuck.
Go ahead.
No, man. Randy, drop some knowledge on us, homie. Let's see what you got.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, you came up from this comedy angle. I had a whole political thing to say, so now I really got to collect my thoughts here.
All right, forget it. You had something on your mind, obviously.
Damn,
forget the shenanigans. What did you want to talk about tonight? What's on your mind?
Okay, well, so you guys are in the Bay Area, right?
Yes.
Obviously, right?
I'm in the Bay Area. Nobody else is in the Bay Area except for Goofy Bone and I. But yes, I'm in the Bay. What about it?
Okay, well, anyway, like, I don't know my geography that well, but I assume you're somewhere near Oakland, right? I may be off on that.
Yes, I'm in close proximity to Oakland, correct.
Yeah, okay, so I just want to know, what's actually happening on the streets there now? Like, I don't mean the streets in some sort of rap way or something stupid like that. I mean, what's actually happening? What's the feeling about this whole thing that happened last night with Occupy Oakland?
Well, on the street at that particular location, it seems like spirits are pretty high. I was there last night, but it was a lot of people. I mean, there's 3,000 people. Those people aren't not all still there. They're not all sleeping there still. I saw on the news there were a couple of tents that are back up. It doesn't look like the full thing is back up and running like and fully operational like it was before. But it sounds like the mayor and the city are more or less saying, all right, we're going to chill out. We're not going to, like, gas you folks and kick you out of the park. So I think people are cautiously filing back into it. Around that scene, like, I can tell you, like, that's downtown Oakland, and late at night it's pretty ghetto down there and pretty, it's not where you want to hang out. Necessarily.
Well, Oakland's a pretty rough town anyway, though, right? I mean,
yeah,
judging from
it's exactly. It's rough. It's not that bad, but there is definitely a scene, and now this just attracts more of a crowd. So there's a lot of people hanging out down there late at night that probably normally wouldn't be down there, that aren't necessarily interested in the occupation and the protest angle of it. They're more interested in just being on the scene, being a scene fag or whatever it is.
Even really mean, though? I mean, isn't part of people being there kind of part of it all? You know what I mean? Like, unless they're there to just create problems.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely like a happening. That's the angle I like to take on it. I think it's a great concept, the idea of just occupying a space to make a political message and doing civil disobedience and camping in a park where you're not supposed to. And challenging authority like that, I think, hey, kudos to them. But
okay, this is good.
But I wouldn't challenge it in the way that some of those people are, like throwing rocks and paint, dumping paint on cops and stuff. That's not helping.
It's counterproductive for sure.
Yeah, but the idea of just saying, hey, you know what, we're going to camp out in this park because we're pissed off at the way the fucking system works. Fine, fair enough. You know, you're entitled to that. No problem. You know, and if you're willing to challenge authority and get cited, get your tent taken away, and then come back and do it again and get cited and get your tent taken away, and then do it again and get cited and get your tent taken away, eventually one side's going to break down, right? It's either going to be you or it's going to be them. And, that's...
Okay, well, if I can say something here, Vince.
Yeah, go ahead.
What I'm saying is this is like... sort of a classic situation, right? Where violence is always sort of the issue here, right? And that the side that brings violence will bring awareness to the other side. The media will swing it away. Do you know what I'm saying? So what we've seen, what I've been following online, is a swing of the violence from the, I guess, Oakland PD, right? Right. It seemed pretty excessive, too. I've been following it online for quite a while. Saw some kids pretty much as it happened. Although I noticed that the news feeds went down right before they raided, which I found kind of interesting. But it just seems that swinging it violently, God, if the city wants to keep peace, it's a terrible way to do it. They're gonna bring popular support onto the side of the protesters, right?
Yeah, the other element is Oakland. It's just Oakland. We went over this earlier. It's Oakland. It's just how it is. There's an element of activists, or if you want to call them that, or provocateurs, or whoever that just want to rabble rouse. They just want
to
challenge. They just want to fuck with the cops. They just want to fuck with the cops, pure and simple.
Yeah, I'm absolutely down there, man. I've done my research. Like, I had Oscar Grant shit. That guy who got, excuse me, I don't know if I can swear online here, but anyway, the guy who got shot, executed. I saw the video too. His hand got shot in the back, man. Fucking brutal.
Oh no, shit. Oh yeah, no, it's a terrible, tragic situation that happened, and I feel like there was no justice. I felt that, like, there was no justice. I can totally agree with, you know, sympathize with the people that are standing up for it. And that's why I was a very vocal supporter of the Operation BART, the whole No Justice, No BART thing. I was totally down with their message. I was totally down with their message. And, you know, I don't see why BART even needs a police force.
They need any system. I'm not against the police. Any system that needs to maintain civility with an amount of people in that city, like or an area, like a city, obviously needs some sort of police force. But I mean, I don't know. It's almost like
that's exactly right, though. The city can provide the police. You don't need a public transport with its own police department. It doesn't. Like that doesn't make any sense. Why
well,
isn't
big
there?
Is it, though? How if, big is if, it? Like, it's not from there.
If a subway system needs its own internal police force, why doesn't the airline industry have its own internal police force?
Well, because they have better security systems, man. Like, you know, anyone can't just get on an
airplane.
Are there
cops assigned to every airplane?
Yeah, we have cops walking around the fucking airport in Canada.
No, on the planes, though. On the actual planes themselves.
Air marshals? No, I don't think we have that. I think that's mostly an American thing. But, I mean, I think they do actually still exist on the airplanes there.
Why do we need them on the trains here?
I don't know. That's the thing. Do we? I don't think we need it. It's not a train anyway.
I mean,
it's a subway.
And then if it becomes just a matter of, they just patrol the stations, well, why can't the local cops patrol the stations? You know,
well,
hello?
It's a matter of logistics, I'd imagine.
At the San Leandro station, it's... you know, it's the San Leandro Police Department. Hello.
Hello.
What am I missing?
Well, yeah, no, I hear you, man. Like, but that's what I'm saying, though, too, is that, like, okay, so you're from Oakland, or you're from the Bay Area, which is around Oakland. You seem to understand it.
I'm from the South Bay originally, but, yeah, I'm in San Francisco.
Sorry, I'm not from the area, so I don't know. You know what I mean? But what
I'm from the area.
I know, I can tell. So you got the show, Vince of the Bay, right? But anyway, what I'm saying, though, is there just seems to be so much hatred, so much, like, aggression between the community and the police force, eh?
Yes, absolutely.
It's been that way for a long-ass time, though, man.
Yeah. And it's not just protesters, either. It's the goddamn Raiders, too. You have a Raider game, and they have riots, and they have to bring in...
Well, I mean, give me a break. I'm from fucking Victoria, man. Vancouver riots, we just had them, you know?
Yeah, the hockey riots. Exactly, man. Like we, you know, they're passionate. They're passionate about everything in Oakland, to the point where
I'm talking about accountability, though. Okay, well, that cop who shot that kid. You got 14 months in jail. I mean, you want to even go back to Rodney King.
It's tragic. Totally tragic. What was that, Highway 39?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to a little shout-out to a buddy from Victoria, because I'm up in Mackenzie, and I'm wondering, why is the Premier of British Columbia following me on Twitter?
I don't know. Maybe you got something interesting to say.
The hell's with all
is
these
single?
Canucks? I got nothing but Canucks on here. What
I don't know. It's creeping me out.
Like flashback show. We were having we were having all the old school people on. You know, Kyoto's here, FRD's here, Kishu's here, and out of nowhere, a fucking pack of Canadians just take over my goddamn show.
A Canadian occupation.
Yeah,
it's like Canada's occupied Vincent the Bay. What the fuck, you people? Stay, you know, just drink a bunch of beer and watch some hockey. Don't bother me. Let me take a call here from somebody that's waiting patiently with their hand up at area code 831. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, hi. I'm Colin Gallagher. I'm a PCV Colin on Twitter. How you doing?
Whoa, dude.
You know,
that was fast. I'm from California. I'm slow. please slow down. Another problem I have. People get nervous. They talk fast. I understand. Don't worry. We got time, bro. Take a breath. Say that again.
Okay. Well, I'm PCV Colin on Twitter. So that's
PCV.
Me. That's who I am.
That was PC what?
PCV Colin on Twitter. So that's
PCV
that's
Colin?
Me.
Collin?
Col with one L. I-N. There you go. That's me.
What's up,
so that,
Colin? What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to say thanks for doing this show, and I know there's a lot of people going through a lot of difficult times, and then there's this general strike and Op-Guard is kind of ramping up again. I have my petition thing I'm doing, and a lot of other people have been kind of on the ground and in different Occupy things in different cities. There's one in the city I'm in. And but I just want to thank people that are listening and you know, you for having gotten some word out and for to encourage people to continue to participate, because what organizations, unfortunately, some people that are in the police departments that don't quite understand what people are doing, and Bart, I think, in particular, and some other departments, they don't want people to participate or to transform our societies. They have a fear factor that's going on. When they're afraid of what they see going on in terms of the change, then they react by attacking, they think that that will decrease the participation, but it won't. More people will join. So I think, I thank you for having, provided this medium, and that's kind of what I want to say, and I hope more people will continue to participate. That's what I want to say.
Right on. Thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I try to keep this an open forum for anybody and everybody to express their opinion. I used to call it Mega Show because essentially I like to think of it as just like a megaphone that I can pass around, for people to express themselves. Sometimes it becomes just a big pile of audio spaghetti and goes nowhere. But every once in a while, things kind of jive just right, or there's a, some sort of issue or some sort of activity going on. In this case, it's these Occupies. Over the summer, I was doing a lot of analysis of the Operation BART protests.
Yes.
And a lot of the stuff kind of bleeds over, and I think it's kind of interesting how last night BART suddenly, was a character in the Occupy scenario or story, if you want to call it. And I've been following this Occupy thing from the get-go, and trying to be cautiously optimistic or pessimistic, as I joke about. And I want to see these folks succeed and get their message across. And I definitely some of the core issues that are at hand here, I think I can definitely resonate with and get behind. Kind of like how the Tea Party was when it started off. I was like, yeah, definitely limited government. They were pissed off at the banks bailout too. I think ultimately that was it. Everybody's just kind of pissed off about that raw deal where these bankers, people who messed up and gambled away all this money and stuff, were allowed to be essentially bailed out for their bad behavior. And I think it just kind of reflects on what sane individual, logical individual wouldn't see that and have a problem with it and react to it. And, the people on the right reacted one way and the people on the left reacted the other way. And there's people in between and outside of that's what I ultimately want to see, is just a post-partisan, forward-thinking movement that everybody can sort of get behind. And I hope this Occupy thing turns into that. There's a lot of forces pulling it in different directions and poking it and prodding it, and everybody's trying to label it and figure it out and everything. And I'm ultimately, I think I'm rooting for it and hope that it succeeds and ultimately, unites everybody and gets people, fired up for just making easy everyday decisions that can benefit everyone. It doesn't have to be done through legislation or force or use of force. It can just be done through just, enlightening one another and getting different people's perspectives. Like these, as lame and stupid as these general assemblies seem on the surface, when you actually go to one, outside of the stupid call and response shit, is you're sitting around other people who are reacting to the stupid call and response stuff, and it's kind of that in and of itself is kind of stimulating. Just people laughing at how ridiculous this back and forth thing is. But what it, as stupid as it seems on the surface, it brings people together. Last night there was, 3,000 people, and not those 3,000 people in Oakland are not going to be sleeping there every night. And that's the point of this thing is it's more than a physical occupation. It's, you know, people trying to occupy your mind with real issues instead of occupying your mind with, nonsense, violent, pointless video games or whatnot. You know, instead of playing a violent video game, why don't you, turn around and look at the violence that's happening in real life in other countries and for what end? And for what end, you know? And it's sad that it has to happen, you know, in our neighborhood for people to take notice. But hey, if that's what has to happen, that's what has to happen. I'm really sorry that kid got nailed in the face with that canister and is, you know, undergoing surgery or going to go under surgery, I guess. I mean, that's terrible. It should never have to come to that. But unfortunately, it has to. It's like, and this might be the Kent State moment for this movement, or at least at this point. And it's unfortunate that every movement needs something like that to make it resonate with people. But, hey, it is what it is. And I'll tell you what, we got 4 minutes to go. We're almost done. I still have a ton of people on the line. So let's go around the horn. And people can get in their parting comments, final thoughts, if you will. Let's start with Highway 39. Highway 39, anything you'd like to say before we sign off here?
Well, I just think that the defining moment is going to be when on November 2nd, when there's a call about, based on Oakland, Occupy Oakland, a general strike. And that is going to be a defining moment. And thanks again. A great show. I love your show, man.
Right on, bro. I appreciate you calling in and listening, dude. You're always welcome on here, Highway 39. Let's see. Who else do we have here? Goose Cream Soup, darling. Goose Cream Soup. Anything you'd like to say before we sign off here?
No.
Jesus, girl, you got to liven up, honey. Come on. It's not that bad, dude. I know we just had a whole show on all the disruption and mayhem that's going on the street, and it's plenty to get depressed about. God damn it, I'm depressed too, honey. But you know what? We're alive.
That's not even why. So, okay, whatever.
Oh. Well, whatever it is, dude, it's okay. You're alive. You have your friends. You have your family. You have your health. You have a non-sicko.
No.
He's great.
No.
Wait, is this what this is all about? Did you guys break up?
We were never even together, but just drop it.
Oh, you guys act like it. My God, you're like all gaga over each other.
Yeah, we just needed a break from each other. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
All right, darling. Well, you hang in there, sister. I appreciate your love and support. And hey, you know, it's okay. Just try to find some music that can come for you. I don't know about you, but music always seems to help me and put things in perspective. Speaking about putting things in perspective, let's go to Chuck, from our friend from up north. Chuck, any final thoughts?
Yeah, man, I just want to say again, my heart goes out to all the occupiers, Scott Olson and his family. And basically, as 39 said, man, November 2nd is going to be the catalyst. If people all over the country decide to just not show up for work that day, it could be huge. It could be huge. So hang in there, guys. I know it's getting cold, but they're starting to notice. We're pulling our monies out of the banks. They're starting to notice. It's going to happen. So, yeah, one love.
Right on. Right on. Thanks, Chuck. Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. Fat Red Dragon. Any parting thoughts, my friend?
Yeah, shout out to the occupiers, man. It's getting interesting. Shout out to everybody who called in tonight. Interesting conversation. And there is a live stream, livestream.com/OccupyOakland, so you can actually watch it in real time. So that's up right now, and I can drop the link in your room.
Sweet, man. Thanks, bro. Appreciate
Later.
The call, as always, dude. Kishu, really quick, final thoughts.
Oh, follow me on Twitter, even though I don't tweet, at Kishu Zykova. Cheer up, Goose Cream Scoop. We love you. Vince, I love you. It's always good to hear you. And your beautiful, sexy voice. And, yeah, I love everybody. I miss you guys. About it.
All right, honey.
Oh, play some Keisha music. Wombat song. Do it.
Oh, God. Fine. Thanks, Keisha. Wait, 831 area code. Who's that?
Oh, that's
to PCV Colin on Twitter.
Yeah, PCV. Anything you'd like to shout out you'd like to give out real quick?
Yeah, just a shout out to OpBart and also to OpBSR, if anyone's listening from that group, and to basically to everything Occupy.
Right on, dude. I appreciate it, bro. We got to go. That's the show. Thanks, everybody. Follow me on Twitter. I'm out. I got one last song here for Kishu, and we're gone. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, very nice.